This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. Everything A-OK? Are you ready to submit to another hour of conversation that will bring you around to understanding more about what's going on in the world today from a lot of different perspectives? I think that probably would be a good idea. You know, the people who are still talking about what happened at the Capitol, I think this is old news, but I am going to pay attention to it for a moment, ladies, because the numbers, we seem to be so focused. I don't know why we are. What's there about this country? How many people have died to the pandemic? How many people this? How many people that? What is that? That doesn't really tell a story any more than there were criminal charges against 176 people from 39 states. So 176 people. How many people were involved? There were thousands, tens of thousands of people, but the news media led us to believe that it was a mad crowd of thousands of people who were storming the White House, and
well,
that wasn't
the case.
Well, it
was hundreds that made it into the Capitol.
Okay.
Thousands
but 176
were outside.
People. Yeah, I got
well, that's, but that's only okay. Who's been arrested so far. They're still trying to. There's a site that I or a, an account that I follow on Instagram, and they are posting pictures of people from trying to get names and stuff, and they're still trying to figure out who everybody was. Some people were wearing masks. Some people had full tactical gear on, so they haven't been identified yet. It's still ongoing. But, when you see the video that they showed at the opening when they were voting to see if they were going to move forward with the impeachment trial, the video footage is, it's terrifying. It looks like you're watching, and I don't mean to say this in a discriminatory way.
It's outrageous.
But it looks like you're watching, and I remember watching it the day it happened. I had live TV on all afternoon. It was like watching another country, like some South American country that has no government. That's what it looked like. It was
Venezuela.
That's what it looked like. Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah.
But you know what the other side of that is, Victoria and Jay, that they keep this impeachment thing and the case against Trump trying to make it, under the circumstances, it so reeks of political nastiness. It's not going to fix anything. It's not going to change anything. If anything, it's going to make people who were or are still supporters of Trump angrier at the other side. It doesn't bring people together. Biden says he's trying to get people together. I'm sure he's not happy with all of this stuff because it's not going to amount to anything. It's the same thing as the last time they impeached him, and they didn't have the goods. They're not going to be able to make it through. They won't get enough votes to impeach him. So what the hell are we doing, not only to our image, to our psyche, but this stuff costs tens of millions of dollars at a time when we are broke. What in the, and all it does is satisfy and underscore how, speaking of broke, how broken the system is. I don't care at this point. Trump is not the president. There are so many problems to be fixed. Whether he caused them or he didn't, that's not important either. It was yesterday. So this dreadful, horrible presentation that's being presented here just so these guys can get their rocks off on going after Trump instead of realizing what the real problems are is so offensive to me. I find it, it's more ammunition to get all these, even though we just had an election, to get these people the hell out of there. The people in charge and control, the arrogance of Nancy Pelosi. Schumer's not quite so bad, but he still is an arrogant SOB. And so it's the same as Mitch McConnell. All this arrogance because they've been there so long, they got the power of, well, they think they have the power. Do they really is the question. Do they really have the power? That's the thing. All right, meanwhile, with the virus,
well, you're right. We have much bigger problems, though.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm still happy that, maybe now that the vaccine is in 11 states, at least, we're starting to have the vaccine roll out from CVS and Walgreens. Yeah. I'm excited about that.
You want to underscore that again? Why don't you give people that may not have heard the story what the rollout is all about in these various states, like the state I'm in, Massachusetts, in New Jersey, where you are, Jay down in Tennessee, Is that on the list? Doesn't look
Tennessee's
like it is
not
on the
list yet. Yeah. So the list right now, and this is, you can go to CVS.com. You can book an appointment for a vaccine. If you are in California, which desperately needs help, Connecticut, yeah. Hawaii, Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Texas, and Virginia. So those are essentially the states that have been basically hit the hardest. They're in the top tier. So mm-hmm. that's good news. And you know, and shots start on Friday. So I just... Yep. I'm hopeful that this works. There's been a 5% increase so far in the amount of vaccine that's available to states across the country. And CVS has 10,000 locations. So once they roll this out at the initial 350 stores, I think it'll be great. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So now, for those of us who think that the World Health Organization is in the bag, it's pretty interesting that in the last 24 hours, there was an announcement from the World Health Organization. That said, it is, quote, very unlikely that the virus was accidentally leaked. Hello. So what is that? Even though they have been in the bag, it's so obvious what has happened. Even for the people, whoever the people are that want to give China a break, there is no break to be had. Scientists say that it appeared they were so eager early on to accept the narrative from Beijing that there was never going to be a credible review of what happened. So now they're telling you, they're telling us, they're telling the world that this was no accident.
That's not the report that I saw, though. Wait, where are you hearing? Because basically, the report that I saw that came out 2 days ago or whatever, it said that it was extremely unlikely that it came from that lab in Wuhan,
which I disagree with. Yeah, no, I disagree with that, too. But this is actually a front-page story in the New York Times today that goes through what the World Health Organization... This is yesterday, so maybe the day before they said one thing, but it's pretty... It's so obvious to everybody that has a brain and can think this through how badly this was handled by the Chinese even after, you know, they put it together. They developed it in the laboratory, and it wasn't an accident that it got out of the laboratory because it was carried to Tehran through Italy, through Milan, and so you follow the trail. So anyway...
No, this is the same thing that I'm reading. They said it didn't come from the lab. I'm looking at the New York Times. It said the World Health Organization said that it's very unlikely that the virus accidentally leaked from a laboratory. Scientists are saying that we should pump the brakes on that because the scientists who are the investigators said it did not come from the lab. They're still pushing the narrative that it came from bats and a bat, you know, bit a person or whatever.
It's interesting because I didn't read it that way at all. But
well, that's how the report came out, which a lot of scientists are saying. Wait a minute, we're just way too eager to accept. Scientists are on our side saying we should not just accept this. This needs further investigation. But initially, that report said it didn't come from the lab. I don't know how they can even make that argument because the Chinese woman who runs the lab, she was the one who gave that interview, I think it was in November or December, and she said that they had samples of it, and then they destroyed the samples, and then she had to retract her whole interview. I don't know where they're even getting this from.
Yet?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard from her since. Who knows?
So meanwhile, the FDA has approved a new therapy from Eli Lilly. What do we know about this? There's another option, obviously. But is the Eli Lilly, is that the RNA or is it the DNA?
I think this is more like Regeneron. This is a treatment like a remdesivir. This is not a vaccine. It's the monoclonal antibody.
So you have to have it first before you get this. This isn't a prevention. Okay. People with dementia, twice as likely to get the virus, more likely to be in the hospital with it. That's interesting. I did see something about that, you know, a month or so ago, that dementia, one of the things, you get dementia, is bad. You know, it's kind of like if you have diabetes, it's bad. There are several things. If you got lung disorders, that's bad, obviously.
But the numbers are really crazy. So the overall hospitalization rate was 25%, but it more than doubled if you have dementia, 59%. Yeah. And then the risk of dying from it is about 5% for normal people. And if you have dementia, it's 20%. That's a huge increase.
Sure is. Meanwhile, we are asking the question, and people are responding. Three-quarters of Americans say they are going to wear masks in public after the COVID is no longer a threat. We have a survey along that line. We get to it. Jay Kirshner has that info for us and other things coming up here as we continue. I want to talk about Janet Yellen if we have a moment here after these words.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The DJV program with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Jennifer off this week. Janet Yellen says that trillions in the relief plan could restore, if we have 1.9 set aside, it could restore, help to restore full employment in the next year or so. That's one of the sticking points between the two sides on the relief deal. So where is that? She's the new treasurer. She's been approved, right? Hasn't she been confirmed?
Yes, she's been confirmed. Yep.
Yeah.
She got a she kind of flew through, which I think Biden knew she would. She's very appealing to both sides, which is kind of nice. It's right to not have someone who's totally polarizing.
Right.
It's nice to have someone everyone can agree on.
She said she thinks American workers earning over under 60 grand should be eligible for whatever relief there is. The president said he could be flexible on that. So anyway, the economy, she says, and this is her job, she says it will begin to see signs of recovery by next year. The airline industry says it may be 2023 before they are back at full throttle. She said
my cousin works for Aer Lingus in Ireland, the airline there, and they don't think they're going to be back to normal till 2025.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well,
I hope it's not that long.
It's not. Yeah, exactly. Unemployment rate now is 6.3%. It was up as high as, 8.9% during the height of everything back in April and May? I think it was that high. Mm-hmm. And then it's gone down. But remember, normal unemployment is about 3.4 to 4%. And also remember, those numbers are only about people who are collecting. They're not about people who are out of the system, which usually is about twice the number. So if they say 6% are unemployed, it's actually 12%. And so there's nothing good about that number under any circumstances. And who's going to pay back all the money that we're borrowing? Look for the taxes to go into the stratosphere. That's why this stuff gets paid back, because then there's even more money. Okay, what are we going to do to help people out? More money, spend more! 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
If I'm not commuting anymore, Where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner gets to shine here because she's all over the socials and what's trending. All right, so we had a couple of things going on with Mark Cuban. One of them is he's starting a new, he's starting sort of a podcast, right, Victoria? I think that's...
It's a platform, but right. Basically it's radio, so...
Okay, so then he's also said that he doesn't believe that we ought to have a national anthem sung before games. So that's got to go over like a lead balloon.
A lot of people feel that way. I don't
really?
Understand why. Yeah, before every game. I mean, it's not the Olympics.
No,
I don't really get why that's a thing.
I think we ought to have a different... Now, but there's a better question here, Jay. What is where? I want to know what people think would be. I don't know. Is it too pejorative if you say what could we have that's better than the current national anthem? Like I don't
America
like that.
The beautiful.
Me
gorgeous.
Too. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a reason that's always sung too before the national anthem. I could get down with that. I just like the unity of everybody stands and sings and you always.
What about
kind
the Pledge of Allegiance?
See...
I'd rather do the Pledge of Allegiance than the national anthem, frankly. No. Yes. Maybe. No, that doesn't sound like it. That's one person's opinion, folks. Yes, right. What about it? All right, so let's see. What's going on? Can you give us some numbers on the will you continue to wear a mask? I'm looking at the survey that was done nationally of 2,000 people across the country, and the poll suggests 72% of people will wear a mask in public after the situation. 80% will avoid crowds. 90% will wash their hands frequently, yada, yada, yada. So what are our listeners saying?
I'm astounded at how many people are saying that they don't wear masks now and they're not planning on starting.
Perfect. Yeah,
that is just wow. But yeah, Susie Smith-Key will continue to distance because she likes her own space anyway, but won't continue to wear a mask once the pandemic's over. Tom Turner writes, he's in the camp of not wearing a mask now. Why would I start? Nicole Oswald will continue
to
wear
a
mask and be very careful.
I would like to have a conversation with those people and ask them why it is that they think they are excused from it. Is it just because I have a right to do it? Are you that damn selfish?
A couple people have mentioned that it's their constitutional right to not wear a mask.
Yeah, right. It is. I'd agree with that 100%. But then where do you go from there? After you've said it's my constitutional right. So you morons that think, and this is very strident, and I appreciate that, and people throw things at the radio and say, you arrogant, blah, blah, blah. It is. It's more arrogant to look at the face of the information that's around and say, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to, versus I don't want to do it because it doesn't make any sense, because it makes nothing but sense. So how is it, you know, that you, is it just because somebody that you admire didn't wear a mask and, okay, I'm going to follow his lead? Is it that simple?
Somebody made a statement and you thought, oh, I like that opinion. That sounds good. I'm going to adopt that as my own. I'm very pro-mask, but there is one comment on here. J.D. Van Cleve, who does not wear a mask, I can understand where he's coming from in the sense that he says it's my choice to not wear a mask, but it's business's choices to say that I'm not allowed in their place of business if I'm not wearing a mask. And so if I don't want to wear a mask someplace, then I just won't go into that business. Yeah. But there's a lot of other people who are like, no, I shouldn't be forced to wear a mask in your place of business. If you don't want to wear a mask and you're going somewhere where a mask is enforced, then that's your choice to not go in there.
Yeah. I mean, if everybody knows no shirt, no shoes, no service, okay.
That's not the slogan. It's no shirt, no shoes, no schlotskis. Have you ever been to Schlotsky's Delis in California? That's the slogan on the door. No shirt, no shoes, no Schlotsky's.
All right.
There you go. All right, so let's see here. The lawyer on the Zoom call that engaged a filter, what's that all about?
Yeah, he looked like a cat, so he engaged the cat filter. So it was the civil hearing, and you just see this cat. And so, of course, the Internet went crazy with cat. Puns, you know, cat had his tongue. What a faux pas. I want respect now. He should have hit pause on the meeting. He was just feline his way around Zoom.
That's very clever. That's good. Okay. So you're tracking all of that on our social media, and it is trending. So check it all out at DJV Show, where it's now 28 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The second impeachment of President Trump will move forward.
On this vote, the yeas are 56, the nays are 44. And pursuant to S. 47, the Senate having voted in the affirmative on the foregoing question, the Senate shall proceed.
Contra Costa County authorities issued a public health advisory Tuesday afternoon after a Chevron refinery in Richmond, California, began spilling petroleum into the San Francisco Bay. A spokesman for Chevron said refinery employees noticed a sheen in the water about 3 p.m. Pacific and alerted authorities. The leak was stopped about 5 p.m. after dumping roughly 600 gallons of a petroleum and water mixture. Richmond is about 9 miles northeast of the Golden Gate Bridge. The United Arab Emirates Hope Probe successfully made it into orbit around Mars Tuesday, enlisting the Arab nation into an elite class of spacefaring nations. With Hope, the UAE is now the fifth nation to operate an orbiter around Mars. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Although House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has no idea how much the first failed impeachment of President Trump cost taxpayers, conservative estimates put the number at $32 million. And here we go again. How much treasure and waste of time, when other pressing issues are paramount, will the government spend for a second impeachment trial? USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Arguments will continue Wednesday in former President Trump's second impeachment trial, with each side being given 16 hours to make their case. Senator Ted Cruz says the week will be nothing more than political theater. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that every senator knows the trial will end in acquittal, but Democrats remain focused on President Trump instead of the issues facing the nation.
It is going to end with the president being acquitted. In order for the president to be convicted, it takes 67 votes in the U.S. Senate. That's not going to happen. It's not going to get 67 votes. It's not going to get close to 67 votes. Every one of the 100 senators knows that. Every one of the House managers knows that. But this is political theater, because rather than address the real problems, the real challenges we have in this country, rather than focus on getting kids back in school and getting tens of millions of Americans back to work, the Democrats want a week of just political theater raging at Donald Trump.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
The Senate voted 56-44 to move forward with the impeachment. The Senate convenes at noon Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The hour now on the DJV program. I'm Larry Steffen, along with Valerie Keelan and Judy Kirshner. How's that? Just to change it up a little bit, why not?
Larry, Valerie, and Judy?
Yeah.
We sound like a winning group.
I was going to say, sounds like a 60s sitcom.
It does, yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's an idea. We can start our own sitcom. So the international trade of flowers got its roots in the 1970s. Flower country, Netherlands. All the tulips, right? You ever been to the Netherlands, see the beautiful tulips there?
Have not been, but it's on my list, my bucket list, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. Wonderful. This trade, including expanding the importance of flowers from East Africa to Europe, in congruence with the U.S. started channeling their imports from South America. And so now 62% of the flowers that greet us on Valentine's Day in the U.S. are straight from Colombia. But unfortunately, the roses are not perfect by nature's orders, rather induced with chemicals. So basically, what we are confronted with here, boys and girls, is a situation where most of the flowers that you're getting now are loaded with pesticides. This is what's going on in our food supply, and now it's gone into the flower supply. The essence of where, you know, you don't get what you got from the Netherlands, you're getting what you get from South America. And so in order to keep the flowers from getting full of bugs and all kinds of other things, you know, like the fruits and vegetables that everybody wants, I want a perfect apple. You know, there's no such thing. If you go to an apple orchard, more of the apples on the tree will have little holes and imperfections in them than not. So why wouldn't you want to eat those? What difference does it make? Even eating, and I'm sorry, carrying this to the extreme, eating an apple with a worm in it is not bad for you. It might not look so good when you bite into the apple and half the worm is in your mouth. But, you know, you get down, we've gotten to this point of expecting perfection in everything. And so now we have a situation that with all the hybrids that there are, there's all kinds of different roses and different flowers. It's like fruit. You know, there's just tons of different, how many different apples are there around? They were looking at have you ever gone to, I have an orchard. I buy my apples from an orchard that's about 15 miles away from where I live. I take a ride up there to buy apples because I eat at least one apple a day, every day of my life. So I want to buy the best apples and get them from, I buy them right from the orchard. And I go to the bar. They have boxes of perfect apples and they have boxes of imperfect apples. And the boxes of imperfect apples are about half the price of the perfect apples, so I buy the imperfect apples. Why not? It's the same. It's not going to do you any more or less good to eat an apple that has kind of a blemish on it, or maybe it's got a little, it got dropped on the floor and there's a bruise on it, you know, that kind of stuff. We don't want to eat those apples. Why? And so the same with flowers. As you're ordering flowers for this weekend, how much are you paying for them? And do you realize you're paying a whole lot more for a perfect rose? Well, my wife is perfect, so I want her to have perfect flowers. Come on.
Well, the thing that's really, the thing that's disturbing about this new report is that they tested 107 different herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides, and those are on these flowers that are imported. And so it the concentration of all this stuff that's so bad for you to breathe in or to touch, it was 1,000 times above what the maximum limit is that's set for food.
Yeah.
That's what's on these flowers. So you can, there's a website. There's a group called the Slow Flower Movement, and they're it's a U.S.-based organization, and they're trying to promote local flowers that are grown here that don't need to have 1,000% of insecticides, because when it's imported, there aren't allowed to be any bugs on the flowers. That's why they just douse them with all these chemicals,
right.
And then they're sitting in your house and you're breathing them in. Oh, these roses smell so nice, and you're inhaling the roses, but you're inhaling chemicals.
No, the chemicals.
And touching it on your hands.
You know what this is? This is a lot like buying all the stuff. People are so lazy. They don't think, oh, I want them to look best, you know. And by the way, wherever you're buying them, if it's 800, I don't know how many flower companies you got advertising. I don't even know. About 1-800 flowers or that ilk. That's all where these flowers come from, those places, because they're cheaper.
Yeah.
They don't have, what's the labor thing, the international labor thingamabubber, fair traded, I think they call it fair traded stuff.
Yeah,
that's not what this is.
No.
At all, under any circumstance. So why wouldn't you, if you're really, you know, all you people that crow about being patriots, isn't the number one thing, or certainly on top of the list, if you're going to be patriotic, is to buy American? How
right.
many of you who
people
say
don't even
you're
think
a
about
patriot?
Right.
I went to the foot and ankle store at Mass General Hospital yesterday to pick up a pair of shoes with special lifts in them, because I got really flat feet, and it really is beginning to bother me, so I'm getting shoes that are sort of made for me. And I went in there, and I looked around. The guy was pointing out this, that, and the other. And I said, where are these shoes made? He said, well, there are a couple made in America. There are a lot of them made in Vietnam, some in Cambodia, and some in China. I said, I don't want to buy anything that's made in China. And I really don't want to buy anything that was made in Asia, because they're paying them 90 cents an hour to make the shoes, right? And the shoes are $190, right? Yep, right. Okay, so I ended up buying a pair of shoes that were made in America, but they were in the group, the smallest group, were made in America. But that's because you don't ask. If you ask when you go to the store, where are these flowers from, or where are these shoes made, or where does this piece of technology come from, then, and if you're conscious and you're a real patriot, then you're going to look for things that are made in America by Americans so that we can keep our economy going or make it stronger. Those of you who say, I'm a patriot, and you buy the cheap crap, and you can say, oh, I can't afford it if it's made in America, bunk 'em. That's a lot of crap. I think yeah, we did a survey, didn't we, a couple of weeks ago? Didn't we, like, it was 62... We went through a house or something. I'm trying to remember the exact
scenario. Yeah, you told us about that. That was really
like
interesting.
It was like $62 or $64 more to buy stuff that's all made in America to furnish a house than it was buying cheap crap that came from wherever it came from.
Yeah.
So that's a ruse.
Yeah, and then the other thing about flowers, because this is, you know, a big holiday weekend and
a lot of big
flower season, but, you know, people go into the grocery store and you see, you know, if they have a flower section in the grocery store, people don't even, I mean, and I've seen this too, I walk by and I'm like, where are those flowers coming from? They're not grown in the backyard of the grocery store. They're all imported from Colombia, and they're laced with so many chemicals that even if the people who grow these flowers wear gloves. They don't even touch the flowers with their own bare hands.
Right.
And they wear masks. And it's okay for us to just grab a bouquet, go home, and touch them with our bare hands and smell them. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not thinking about it. All right, speaking of Valentine's Day, which is this weekend, everybody happy now? Find out where your chocolates are made. I would bet, at least I don't think they make chocolates in China. Yeah, Switzerland is the place. Get them from either America or Switzerland, but I don't think there are any chocolates from China. I don't think there are. Anyway, somebody will look it up.
Sure there are, yeah.
Meanwhile, chocolate from China?
Well, I'm sure that China produces chocolate. They produce everything. Why wouldn't they make chocolate bars?
And they steal it. All right, hold on a second. Phil, you do this too. Chocolate.
I don't know. I mean, it might not be a brand that's available here or a brand that we know of, but I'm sure China makes their own chocolate. Japan makes their own.
If you want to send chocolates to... Okay, they don't grow flowers and they don't grow... They don't even do much alcohol in China. Chinese people don't drink, do they? Asians generally don't drink. Is that right?
Japanese drink sake. Yeah, Japanese drink whiskey and sake. That's very big over there.
Okay, chocolate.
Japanese whiskey is a whole thing.
It is.
Yeah, it's a very big industry.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of Japan, I don't know. I don't know how much they drink.
Chocolate is big business in China. This is from the China Daily News.
Why would it not be? Everything is big business in China.
I want to know if we're making this stuff. Apparently, Hershey's is selling a lot of chocolate to China, and that they don't. It's not an Italian company named Ferrero. Is also, I don't know anything about, what about them? Are they big?
Ferrero Rocher, you know those little gold balls that everybody has at Christmas time?
There's
chocolate
were Lindt.
And they're kind of crunchy.
No,
Ferrero Rocher. That's the Italian company,
Anyway,
Lindt's
the Chinese,
another one, but yeah.
Well, as the Chinese have gotten more income, they are developing a taste for things more expensive like China, like chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So in the economic reforms of the 1980s opened up chocolate to be imported into China. I'm sure that if they bring it into China, they'll figure out a way to steal and knock it off for themselves.
I'm sure they make their own stuff that's, you know, their own brands that are labeled. And, you know, it's the stuff that we wouldn't buy here. Or maybe if you go into a Chinese market that maybe a Chinatown in a city, maybe you could find some.
Oh, here's what the Chinese do. They cheat on the international standards that require chocolate to have 35% cocoa in them. In China, it's less than 20%, of course. There you go.
Cocoa's not cheap, so if you're going to do it the right way, then yeah.
Yeah, but they're not doing it the right way. They're just going to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what Kraft is doing. They've announced a contest for Valentine's Day to give out free kits of their latest mac and cheese. Oh, this is good for Valentine's Day. Give your sweetheart mac and cheese. Let's see here.
This is bizarre. This is very weird.
Go ahead and read what it is. It's really weird. Original mac and cheese will be joined by a packet of pink candy flavored powder to mix into the mac and cheese.
Why would anyone want sugar mixed in with their mac and cheese?
Cheese, right,
that's
exactly
what this is.
Well, that's because you give it a nice bright magenta color. And that's, you know,
right,
instead of orange,
sugar.
It's red. Of course it's sugar.
But why do you want sugar in your mac and cheese? That makes no sense.
Some people aren't thinking
no
that
sense.
Through. They want something that looks good, right?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that it?
Yes,
it's all about doing it for the gram, getting that photo on Instagram.
Yep.
Is that what it is? The gram? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, it's very Instagrammable, for sure. But still, why would you, I don't know, I don't want sugar mixed into my mac and cheese. I love mac and cheese, but ew, I don't want sugar in it.
Yeah,
I like, I've discovered lobster mac and cheese.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, quite like that, yeah. All right, so there's our recipe for disaster for Valentine's Day. It's 46 past the hour.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's a natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all the gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. All right, don't forget our download every day. We have the latest info as discussed on the program. We could have that. You remember those old things you used to see, the ads, as seen on television? Well, we should put on radio, as heard on the radio. Our DJV download features a conversation about Mary Wilson passing away and what she contributed to the Supremes. I have my thoughts about her and Diana Ross, which I'm happy to share whenever I get the chance. Diane Sawyer's interview with Britney Spears gets it right in the chops for her. I just think we're the Britney thing and getting freedom from her father becomes a big conversation, and that's part of our package on the DJV download. Also, Victoria asked Dr. Jack Stockwell to clarify his statements about eating meat and potatoes. You might want to hear the answer to that as well. Latest DJV download is available at djvshow.com and wherever you get your podcasts. So I want to ask as a question on our social media, Jay, about who belongs in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I see that Peyton Manning has gotten in, Charles Woodson, Calvin Johnson, 8 people selected. Are they the right ones? Maybe who belongs in there? Is Brady in the Hall of Fame?
Not yet. You have to be retired.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right. Well, let's maybe figure that out. 10 before the hour.
I'm in love with you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Time for us now to swing into, it's the swinging safari, into Warren Eckstein's world, the pet show, and the pet world. Warren has, he didn't marry anybody from the pet world, but he's actually got a lovely wife who's very supportive of him. And that's, I think it takes a mile or so to get into that, because Warren's a little strange. And that's why he's here on this program, joining all the rest of the strange people who are talking about things that are important in their lives, like our animals. And so, in terms of relationships, you and Denise have been married for a number of years now. How about when she had to be a dog lover in order to even figure her way into your life? But how, generally speaking, when people ask you, who were the pets in your life when you met Denise, or in general, what about pets in relationships? Do the pets go along? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, and is it important for the person? For example, we've been talking a lot about Shailene, what's her name? Woodley?
Shailene
and the
Woodley,
other guy.
Yeah.
I wonder
Aaron
if there's a pet involved in that. And if there is, who's got the pet, the male or the female in the relationship? Maybe you're making this more confusing. It has to be Warren. But how do dogs enter into pets in general, into relationships?
Well, here's my scenario. You know that my first wife passed away in 1990, and when I started at dating again, things happened. But Denise lived in Los Angeles at the time. I lived in New York on Long Island, and I was doing a radio show for KABC in Los Angeles, via satellite.
Right.
But I never went to Los Angeles. So KABC called me and said, Warren, we need a photograph of you with a dog the next time you're in L.A. Well, I don't have a dog in L.A. I live in New York. They said, we have one of our sales representatives here at Dorada that just came back from Seattle, and she adopted this beautiful German Shepherd. We'll use her dog to take a picture next time you're in Los Angeles. That's how I met Denise, via her dog, Rio. And we took a picture of Rio. He became my publicity shot, and I met Denise, and things started to happen. And 25 years later, I'm still here.
There you go. All right. So is that typical?
And housebroken and I don't bark at the door, by the way.
All right. Well, actually, that's another good question. How do you get people? People are always asking, how do you get your dog to stop barking? You know, Victoria and you and I were just talking about how the dogs bark at the door when anybody's going up and down the hallway.
But let me tell you things you shouldn't do. These are the things you shouldn't do. Everyone thinks, what can I do? Well, here's what you shouldn't do. For example, when a dog is barking, most people go over the dog and they start yelling at the dog, shut up, knock it off, wait till daddy comes home.
Yeah, stupid.
What the dog assumes you're doing is you're joining in with him in the barking, and you're actually encouraging him to bark more.
Right. Uh-oh.
What I do with my dogs is they don't bark for no reason. They hear somebody outside Victoria's door or my door or whatever. I go to my dog and say, hey, guys, you know, thank you. Thank you for letting me know there's someone out there. I appreciate it. I have it from here, and I calm them down that way. So the barking is normal, but for a short period of time, it's not excessive barking, and I let them know I appreciate the fact that they're barking, but I will take over at this point. Most people encourage the barking by telling the dogs to shut up, and the dog just thinks that they're just joining the pack.
So what do you do on an airplane, though, with your dog? If the dog, you know, that's the new thing, people bringing their dogs on the plane. And the dog sometimes, oh, I don't hear this too much. But once in a while, there's a dog that just, you know, if the dog's not used to being around people, and it's strange, they'll bark. So is there a way to keep your dog, is there a way to stop the dog from barking when you're on a plane?
Yeah, a little secret. Just take a little piece of peanut butter about the size of your pinky nail and put it on the dog's tongue. Try to bark with peanut butter in your mouth.
Okay.
That's trying really to whistle after eating a Ritz cracker. You can't show it.
There you go. That's a good one.
Uh-huh. All right. People who speak to their pets. There's a new study that suggests that people who speak to their pets are far smarter than people who do not speak to their pets.
So well, then move over Einstein. Guy. Move over Einstein. I must be the most brilliant man in the world. I have thorough conversations with my dogs every single day, everything from religion to politics to what's going on, what are we going to do, every single day. I believe the more you talk to the dog or the more you talk to your cat, I do believe you're a more intelligent person because you're able to accept the fact of being able to communicate with others rather than human beings.
All right, so Jay, would you do us a favor, please, and post on our social media, do you talk to your pets? And let's find out how many of the people who are listening to this program, and we can use the research. We'll pass it along to Warren so he can use it on his weekend program, The Pet Show, which is heard on a lot of these same stations anyway.
A quick thing, Doug, let me just remind everyone, if they want to find out about their dogs, I'm doing the first time I've ever done a live Zoom tomorrow. If they go to my website, thepetshow.com, don't forget that TJ, thepetshow.com, they can join in. It's tomorrow at 2 p.m. And the most important thing is we're dealing with specifically people that have adopted dogs, rescued dogs from shelters, and some of the issues they may have. I hate the word baggage. We're going to talk about issues and how to resolve those rescued dog problems.
All right, 2 o'clock Eastern or 2 o'clock Pacific?
2 o'clock Pacific, 5 o'clock Eastern. All the info on Eastern. My website, thepetshow.com.
Thepetshow.com for a great Zoom experience with Warren Eckstein, who's one of the most fabulous human beings on the planet as far as I'm concerned.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.